the prime time, bitch!
Welcome, boys and ghouls, to the Horny for Horror podcast.
Oh, yeah, it's a podcast dedicated, dedicated, to the greatest film genre of all time, hosted by three legit horror heads, dude, featuring interviews, ghost stories, spooky debates, special chakra episodes, and everything else fans of horror would want to hear.
Yep. And guys, you can be a part of it too. All you have to do is reach out to us at horny4horror. That's horny4horror on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, we're horny for horror.
It makes us squirt.
I keep having to buy a new computer because everything's soaked every time we try to record.
You just short out your computer podcast.
Your guys' Samsungs.
Your guys' living room looks like the soak zone at a Shamu show, which is also terrifying.
Yeah.
Orca, horror movie.
Yeah.
The Not Nice Free Willy.
Ooh, that's
I want to see that.
Well, you got to watch it. But guess what? We all watched something else, didn't
Hell
we?
Yeah, we did.
This is a special episode. Yes. We're going to talk about one film and one film only.
Oh, yeah.
And that film is 1981's
The Fun House.
I was going to ask about the.
Cause it's a the.
It's a the Fun House.
It's a hard the. It's the in all caps and then Fun House in all lowercase.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was my first time watching it.
Mono, we packed his little fun house cherry.
Oh, and it fucking got me wet.
All right. Got to switch out computers real quick.
Oh, no. Yeah, it did make me horny because it was interesting to see because Betsy pointed out to me that it was from the director of Poltergeist.
Oh, Tobe Hooper, baby. Yeah. Not just Poltergeist.
Texas.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1
that's
and 2.
Big. That's big, huh?
He's great.
Yeah. He's fantastic.
He's good.
It's crazy. When I was a kid, I always thought, or just growing up, you always think Steven Spielberg directed Poltergeist.
I did.
You guys did.
I did.
It's like Steven Spielberg's Poltergeist.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He handpicked Tobe Hooper, which is why it looks like Spielberg in a lot of places.
Yes. Yeah. But that's, hey, man, that's cool.
I love it.
I also felt like it just had like the characters, the leading characters, were very likable in a way.
In the Fun House?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the girl's great.
Yeah, she's great. And they give them a lot of acting scenes.
Yes.
Which is crazy. Normally, it's not something you get in horror. There's also, I want to point out, written by Larry Block, who later changed his name to Lawrence Block when he wrote the Captain America TV movie.
What?
And those are his only two credits ever.
What a weird career.
Listen, I told my Funhouse story. I told Captain America story. I'm done.
I'm moving to Fiji, baby.
I was really hoping you were going to say Phoenix.
I'm done. I'm moving to fucking Phoenix.
You'll never find me.
All this money he made from this Captain America movie. You know it's going to be a good horror movie. By the way, when on the IMDb, only five cast members have like a photo.
Yes,
the rest are just the blank head, like insert photo here.
I noticed that. That's awesome. it's so good, and it starts off with just a great creepy intro.
Weird,
like kind of gypsy music.
Yes,
and then a bunch of creepy, like moving animatronic.
Yeah.
People dolls?
It starts with the Universal logo,
yes.
Which is a big deal to me because I didn't think about it at the time, but I was like, oh, this was a studio movie, and they bought the script because they wanted their own Friday the 13th.
Oh,
so they're like, what can we buy to be the next like big series?
Yeah.
So they wanted Funhouse to be that next series.
What? I think it could have been.
It could have. It's lacking something. I can't quite put my finger on it, but by the end of it, because we're going to go through it little by little. We're going to go through the whole thing.
Yeah,
but without giving anything away and getting there, by the end of it, I wasn't left wanting more.
Okay.
Well, I was just like, okay, that story's over.
I think it could have been an anthology, though.
Yeah.
It could have been like Tales of the
Carnival.
Funhouse. So it's a different carnival story every time.
Universal, are you hearing this?
Universal.
Also, you need to make it a ride or an attraction at Universal Studios, dudes.
I would love that. An attraction based on a horror film that most people
nobody knows that.
No one remembers.
I mean, they still have the Waterworld attraction, which is going on like 20 years old.
Yeah.
So they could do this.
And
it's insane.
Relevant.
It's very fun to get drunk.
Yeah, I mean, it essentially opens with a slideshow of animatronics and carnival attractions, which you see a lot of in the film.
Oh, it's terrifying.
They cut back to those shots 100 times.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying every time.
That really set up the world for me.
Yeah.
Like, of just like, and me and Bethany were talking about like how they can't move is the scariest part.
Yeah, there were some where they like, there was one that only moves its hand maybe 2 inches.
Yeah.
But that's so horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. How shitty it is.
Yeah.
Did it remind you guys at all of the Simpsons gag about like Dr. Frightmare's whatever screamatorium?
Oh.
They go on it. It's like the ghost with one eyeball.
And it's like,
boo.
Doesn't just a stick come up because nothing's on it?
A spring pops out of a coffin. And it's like, I want to suck your blood.
Yes.
And my favorite bit is it's an old lady in a rocking chair. Goes, behold the ravages of age.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's so funny.
It vaguely reminded me of another Simpsons episode where Homer goes to that like bookstore of the occult.
Yes.
And, you know, the guy.
And he closes the spirits up and they're all like, ow, ooh, ow.
Yeah. You know.
Oh, yeah, there's a Treehouse of Horror. Yeah. About zombies.
So anyway.
This movie begins exactly like Halloween.
Exactly like Halloween.
Yeah.
And the POV of a killer, what you think is a killer.
In a mask.
Oh my God.
Puts a mask on and goes through a room full of weapons.
Yes.
And puppets.
Yeah.
Which is a terrifying thing to be, well, when you find out who it is, but that's a room in a house. For some weirdo.
Whose puppets are those?
The POV's puppets.
The POV's puppets and weapons.
Ugh.
Yeah, so it's a room of scary dolls and weapons for no reason.
Right.
So we're now 4 minutes and 18 seconds in the film when we have our first pair of tits.
I was wondering the timing. I wrote down, I was like, probably 4 minutes in, we see tits.
4 minutes in, you see tits. Immediately.
They were very nice.
Mono, tit review.
Tatas. Oh, my tit review. They were lovely.
Okay.
Because I felt they were very natural,
mm-hmm.
and I felt that they weren't offensive. Like, not like any tit is offensive.
Offensive? What's an offensive
titty? Oh,
because when I think of 80s horror tits, I think of incredibly artificial looking.
Okay.
And I felt that these had a very natural viscosity.
Listen, this doesn't happen on the show often, Mono, but I'm going to have to hard disagree with you. I feel like 90s had a ton of fake tits, but in the 80s, it was mostly like natural.
Really? Okay.
Natural tits and long butts, dude.
Long butts.
Very long butts in the 80s.
Natch tees, long bees.
Can I? And this is very selfish.
Natch tees, long bees.
Can my tit review kind of be a constant?
It's going to be.
Okay,
we're always going to have Mono's tit review. We need to make a song for it.
And we can disagree. It could be called Tit for Tat.
There we go.
Tit for Tat.
A tit discussion, tit for tat.
There we go.
I feel like you are the most non-biased dude for judging tits.
I feel so.
I do too.
Yeah,
I do. Very fair. I appreciate
like,
that.
It's just going to be straight up.
Yes.
How those tits look, Mo?
In case anyone didn't know, I'm very gay, and I enjoy the beauty of a woman.
I just found out you were gay.
Oh, no, Adam.
Yeah, I meant impartial because like I feel like you're very fair about judging bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Because Betsy's very superficial.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Betsy's.
And I've never seen a naked woman, so somewhere in the middle is you.
Betsy one time made me end a friendship because someone was ugly.
Yeah, I did.
So it starts with a girl taking a shower. The POV's going to go in there. You think it's going to kill her. Rips back the shower curtain. She has a great scream, by the way.
She has
this
an
actress
awesome,
the best scream.
Awesome
scream. Yeah.
She's so good.
She's
great.
She
has an awesome scream.
She's really good in it. A knife slowly slides into frame and stabs her stomach, but you find out it's rubber.
Yeah.
Yes. It's visibly rubber.
It's a very slow move down to the stomach. It's like, where it's like, hey, if this was happening, fucking punch.
Yeah.
Or kick.
Yeah.
From tit
Run.
To tummy.
From
and,
tit to tummy, very slow.
And
then the reveal.
The reveal, it's a rubber knife. It's her brother.
It's
which
her brother.
Blew me away.
It's her brother.
That makes no sense. And it's not explored at all.
No.
That
no,
he's just
a little degenerate pervert who just leered at his sister nude and then fake stabbed her as a joke.
Which strangely is sort of a trope of 80s films, including Teen Witch.
Oh, yeah?
Weird brothers.
Weird brothers who are, like, sleeping under the bed.
Like, in Teen Witch, he's eating a cake under the bed.
Yeah.
But, like, sleeping... It's weird. Wait, are you into your sister, dude?
Yeah. Every 80s movie, there's like a brother who's into his sister.
Yes.
It was
every
the time
single
for that. It was
one
cool
of
then.
Them.
Yeah.
Pop collars like being in your sister.
If nothing else, it's a mix-up.
Sure. But this kid deliberately saw his sister fully nude.
Yeah, he leered
her body.
He wanted to scare her and see her nude.
Yes.
Like, he could have done that when she got out of the shower, but he wanted to wait till she was fully nude.
Ugh.
So she gets out. She goes into his room. ton of Frankenstein posters and footage,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because Universal owns Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm. So that's why they're
they
like, we got the okay.
They really do.
They show Bride of Frankenstein where someone gets electrocuted, possibly
they, like,
foreshadowing.
They show the shot a bunch of the poster.
Yeah.
They're like, here it is again.
Like, don't forget Frankenstein.
We won't.
We won't.
So she finds her brother in the, he takes a picture of her scared, and she has this great like scream monologue where she's like, someday, somehow,
yes.
I'm going to get you worse than you'll ever know. I'm going to get you bad, and really scares him. They immediately move past that and forget that, and it's just her bored parents sitting on the couch watching
her parents don't give a shit about anything.
But
the mom's pounding a bunch of brown liquor.
Yeah. The dad's just full of exposition.
The dad's just full of yeah. ADR exposition of just like, hey, honey, I hope you're not thinking of going to the carnival, because it's the same one that last year in Fairsville, two kids got killed.
Do you hear me?
Do you hear
and
me?
Then he says it again.
It was the most obviously ADR line since The Room.
Yes.
The flower shop in The Room.
Yes.
It couldn't have been.
Hi, doggy.
A completely different room tone.
Yeah.
The guy's jaw isn't moving. It's like, hey, don't forget those kids died. Did
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
And then she doesn't acknowledge it. And when she sits down again, he goes, hey, did you hear me? Two kids died. And we're like, we get it.
Yeah, we yeah. heard you, because it's so weird what you
said. Your parents
are
like, it's 9 p.m.
Yeah,
this is madness.
Do? Who's this boy who's picking you up?
And the dad goes, you don't want to be dating a man who works at a gas station, do you? That's like his low point, is that he works at a gas station.
Yeah, yeah.
So her friends do come to pick him up, and the guy driving works at a service station. We've got to call this
Hold
out.
On.
Mono's closing windows because...
And it's making no difference.
A gardener has just turned on the loudest blow dryer.
Oh,
blow dryer?
Shit.
Blow He's drying
dryer.
His hair in the
Can
front yard.
Can you hear
yard.
It?
Yeah.
Really
He's
well?
He's drying his hair. His hair is gorgeous,
I
to
think
be
it
fair.
Adds to it. Which is funny, because my next point is going to be when the guy from the service station picks her up, he has the loudest car ever recorded.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. That's so
it
funny.
It is cartoonishly
I
loud.
I'm a car.
Well, as we... As we talked about earlier, we all watch this in the same room in three different areas with headphones on. When his car was so loud, I yelled.
Uh-huh.
And not like scared, but like mad that it was that loud.
Too loud,
and
car.
Wait, was that that the boyfriend car you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
it was
okay.
A muscle car.
Because pretty soon after, I was very confused by the truck with what seems to be... an alternative lifestyle carnival man in it.
Oh, that's not, we're not there yet.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we're not there yet, but that is insane.
Okay.
That's such a funny moment. But it shows them all smoking weed to establish they're like party kids.
Yeah.
But the girl doesn't want any, she's the good virgin.
Yeah.
She doesn't want any part of this.
Yep.
They do establish she's a virgin, by
yes.
the way.
Yes.
Right.
And the scene inside the car picks up where someone goes, so go on. And he's like telling a joke. And the guy goes,
oh my God, yeah.
Hey, do your show. And the guy goes, just show me where the electrical outlet is and I'll start the show. I need to plug the hot plate in. You think this duck dances by himself? So he tells this duck joke and they all laugh, but then they're like debating as to whether or not it means anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed that.
It's just a beat that they put in like, okay, have some business at the top of a scene. And this guy improvises a joke and they all laugh at it. It's one of those things you know got a big laugh at the cast and crew screening.
Uh-huh. Yes, of course. But then everybody else is like, well, I don't understand why that's in there.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you could cut that out and get straight to the conversation where they talk about what they're going to do after high school, even though they're all clearly 32.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering that like the whole time of like, wait. She's just in high school? At least yeah. be in college or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Well, the whole premise is that she lies to her parents that she's going to the movies instead
yes.
of a carnival, so no one knows where she's at.
And she even pitches that to Buzz. Yeah. Can we just like go to the
Buzz.
Movies instead of the carnival? He's like, what are you talking
what are you
about?
Talking about, baby? Don't you want to go get scared?
Everybody
Carnival's
loves
fun.
A fucking carnival.
Yeah, that's such a weird little scene. So her parents think she's at the movies?
Yeah.
But they never even seek help. Via a phone or anything.
No.
Well, they don't know that she's not at the movies.
Yeah,
okay.
They think she is. And later they do
and,
have a phone call that
yeah.
deals with like where she's at.
I remember
Right
now
the brother sneaks out because he knows she is going to the carnival.
Yeah, he do.
So he sneaks out because he's going to go find her. And that establishes his little journey. So then it cuts to the carnival. They're all getting out of the car and the two friends who aren't trying to hook up, the main girl and Buzz is the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Shit, I should have written down their names. I don't remember their names.
Amy is her name.
Amy,
that's my sister's
Buzz.
Name.
Yeah.
Amy, Buzz, and then I don't know.
The nerd is what I call him, because I call him the jock.
The confident nerd.
The confident nerd. The friend who wants her friend to go all the way.
Yeah.
The easy friend and, excuse me, that's rude. The sex positive
down,
friend.
The down the clown.
It's funny because this movie, there's a lot of words we have to like repurpose.
Yeah.
If instead of saying carny,
yeah, you
we
can't.
Would say.
I already said gypsy, but yeah, I don't even. Think
I don't think we could say that. Romantic.
Roma.
Well, admit, but this woman's
like a
what
cartoon.
About Eastern European mystic?
Great, there we go. Because she does tell fortunes.
That's perfect.
She does tell fortunes and does other stereotypical stuff.
She also does other accents.
Her accent's all over.
Her accent. So the confident nerd and the sex positive female are like, hey, do you think our friends are hitting it off? We want them to hook up. And the guy goes, yeah, they're fine. And the sex positive girl goes, when you're stoned, you'd think Charles Manson
is a great guy.
Yeah. Yes. I screamed
at that line and I immediately wrote it down. I was like, what the
and
fuck?
I was like, just the opposite is true, because when you're high, you're more paranoid.
Yeah. Well, some people, I'm not. I'm happy. But this isn't horny for weed. This is
you don't think if you hung out with Charles Manson and you were high, you would feel
awful. I saw you get scared at mono chewing. One time when you were high.
One time we were high and I was like,
I was obsessed with it.
Yeah, I had like chips stuck in my tooth, so I just kind of like.
It would be so scary to meet Charles Manson.
It floored you.
Bono, for the record, was sucking his finger louder than that guy was like. I keep saying blow drying. What's that called?
Leaf blowing.
Leaf blowing the yard. You're sucking your finger was louder than that.
Okay,
it sounded like
I'll
that guy's car, that Jock's
I'm a
car.
Loud chewer. Like, I know. I'm like, my mouth is crazy. It's a weird thing. But, yeah. But also you were high.
Yeah. The guy convinced her, hey, it's okay you lied to your parents. Let's go in this carnival and have some fun. There's a literal fun and game section.
Where we watch
them play carnival games and have fun.
And she's getting so turned on when he's hitting that thing that makes a thing ding.
Yeah.
what is that fucking called?
Mallet.
Test your strength.
Test your strength.
Yeah.
It like shows him doing it and then it cuts to our lead just being like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing about
80s horror is like everyone is who they are. Archetype where it's a girl's gonna get turned on if a guy's strong.
Yeah.
The nerd but he's confident is gonna get the girl who like it's the same thing in Halloween.
Yes.
Where it's like
absolutely.
The nerdy girl hooked up with the nerdy guy.
Yep.
But they also clearly just wanted to utilize their location that they rented.
Yes.
Right.
Like, let's show
we
every
got
ride.
This
right.
Fucking carnival.
Well, doesn't that bring up the point? I don't know if we're jumping ahead, but I have a question about the girls.
That's a part of it.
Yeah, it's
that's
a little
a part of it.
Yeah,
or I mean, in the
for
movie,
a sideshow.
Yeah.
To me, I've never really seen a sideshow, but to me, that felt my brain was like, what?
Oh, it felt very out of place.
Yeah,
I haven't been to many carnivals, but I've never been to a carnival where they have a girls tent.
Yeah.
Where it's strippers.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah,
my knowledge of carnivals is based on the HBO show Carnival, and in Carnival they had what they called the cooch tent.
What?
Where the girls would dance the cooch is what they called it, and they would get down in nipple tassels and they would do the split.
So that must be a thing.
Yeah, it was where like all the men in town would be like, I gotta go to this carnival because I could see a woman dance with
gotta
tassels.
Gotta go to this carnival.
The thing that struck me about that was it was like a very blonde woman half committing to a Middle Eastern belly dance.
The barker is out there being like, look at these ladies, look at them, and it's just one. Oh, he keeps saying they wiggle and dance.
Wiggle and dance.
And it is just a lady who's not excited to be there.
Yeah.
Wiggling.
It's like a lady from San Dimas. She's like in her 40s and she's barely wiggling.
Yeah.
Barely wiggling.
I honestly
long
think
butt.
On the day they were like, you're supposed to belly dance. And she's like, my pelvis doesn't
do that.
Listen, like, okay. I've got long T's and a long B. Natch T's, long B's. So the guy, they're on the ride and the guy explains his duck joke again.
Yes. When they're on the Ferris wheel. He's like, so don't you get it?
And she's like,
yeah.
She's like, yeah. And you can tell she's like kind of turned off by that, but also she wants to lose her virginity.
Oh, God.
She's like,
especially
what do I
at
do?
A carnival, man. That's where I want to lose my virginity.
Yeah.
So they
filthy carnival.
We did all watch this separate, but I'm going to go out on a limb and guess in what is Betsy and Mono's favorite scene in this film. They go into a bathroom to discuss her losing her virginity.
Yes.
And a woman is listening.
Yes.
Mono, that woman's my favorite character in the movie. Yes. The old bag.
Me and Betsy
explain
both
this
asserted.
Character who walks in a frame out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere and is talking about God, right? Like
she goes, God is always watching.
Yeah, God is always watching. And because they're talking about losing her virginity. Okay.
And then she's talked to them from the stall.
She goes
and then
into
she
a stall
goes
and
into
the
stall
the
and keeps going, God is watching you. And I like to imagine she's taking a big old diarrhea dump. Where she's like, oh, and probably be like, thank you, God, for this. She's great.
Yeah,
she's the
good.
Greatest character ever.
Yeah,
I wanted more of her.
Yeah,
I just wanted more of her.
I was hoping she would come back, but I think it was just kind of, she did a little bit at the end, see her, but like, I was really hoping that she would be a part of this spookiness.
By the very end, it would have felt more like a new beginning to the series if she was there
I
at
told
the
you,
end.
God is only 19.
She was a spiritual sister to favorite of this podcast, Sylvia Ganoush from Drag Me to Hell.
Absolutely.
She looks so much like you saw some loan documents in her pocket. So she makes up her mind. She's gonna have sex with this guy tonight. They're gonna do it. They just gotta find a place. Then it cuts to the brother who's walking across town when this hillbilly in a truck stops him to ask him for a ride. And this is the scene you were talking about.
Totally didn't understand what the fuck was happening in that scene.
Well, he asks him if he needs a ride. The kid says no. And then he pulls a shotgun on him.
And just laughs.
And laughs. He cocks the shotgun on the kid. Yeah. The kid takes off and he laughs. And it's like, oh, this is a crazy town.
Yeah, I think that was like he shouldn't have gone on this journey by himself.
Yeah.
I don't know. It also just felt so goddamn 80s of like, yeah, of course. I'm surprised he didn't just murder that kid and bury his body in the woods and then everybody thinks he went missing or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought that was going to happen.
So 80s.
Ugh.
What a creepy. I mean, I like
to
do that.
We don't see him again, do we?
The guy. I mean, I feel like a lot of these characters you see like a shot of later.
They're like
they're
in
like
the periphery.
Sure. They're these tertiary characters who don't have any effect on the story.
Yeah.
Sure.
It was just there to scare the kid. So we come back to the carnival. They see a two-headed cow that's sad.
Oh, yeah. They went to
baby
the freak
fetus.
Show.
Yeah. Mm. Freak show, which we can't say anymore.
Oh, can't say freak
what do we
show?
Say?
No, you can't call them freaks.
That
what
makes sense.
Different people show?
Unique.
Unique people show.
Unique.
I went to a unique people, a unique show.
What was it?
It was at the State Fair for Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And I gotta say, there were a lot of Confederate flag hats at the State Fair. And I was telling Mona, I paid 50 cents to see the world's smallest woman, and she was sitting in this, like, glass case, like an aquarium or something, just watching TV, and it fucked me up so bad.
What was she watching?
I feel like a talk show or something. And my dad and I, like, when we were going in, we're like, well, this will be interesting. And then, like, we both came out, just silent, just being like, we got to get out of
here.
This is upsetting.
I've never had anyone, a friend, pay to go into one of those things where it's like, see, the world's blankest blank.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a friend walk out happy.
No.
It's always been like, oh, that sucks.
Or just like, oh, that's just upsetting.
Yeah, that's
it's
upsetting.
It's a pony in a 4x4 glass tube.
Yeah.
It's what are you doing to that pony?
They did say, also, they're like, you could see the world's smallest horse. So I paid 50 cents to see that.
Yeah.
It was a Shetland.
Yeah.
And I was hoping it would be the size of, like, a horse model. You know, just like, 8 inches tall. I thought that would be awesome. So I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
With that Shetland. Is that how you say it? Shetland?
Yeah.
That
I don't know.
Shetland? That Shetland.
Really wild. I've walked by. There's one sort of performance venue in Venice. With unique people.
Yes.
Performance venue.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like it's the Hollywood Bowl. There's a performance venue.
And it was a strange energy. It was a very terse energy.
I've
never been to one.
Unique world.
Back at the carnival, the brother shows up and he buys a ticket with a sock full of change out of nowhere. gets a ticket, goes in, and then they watch a vampire magician stake a girl through the heart.
What a great act.
That was cool.
I would pay $13,000 to go watch that guy.
Yeah.
He seems so fun and weird and like a horror magic act. That sounds awesome.
Horror magic is a cool idea.
$13,000 is such
$13,000.
It's big, Betsy. It's a big amount.
It would be worth it.
I bet he would do it in here.
I bet he would.
And then there was some kind of like, he just had such a unique, weird vibe. He was like kind of a stoner vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, was okay. He didn't commit to his act, but he's dressed like Dracula.
Mm-hmm. Pulls,
explains the legend of Count Dracula.
Oh, yeah.
Pulls a girl from the crowd who's wearing a full outfit.
When she walks up on stage, she takes a swig from his flask.
Yeah. Ugh. Which she doesn't know what it is. Gets in, and this guy like half commits to drilling her heart with a stake.
Yeah.
Everyone screams and in a very uncommitted way. He's like, oh, someone call the doctor. A woman's been hurt.
Yeah, someone call the, is there a doctor in the house? A woman's been hurt. And then it's a very quick reveal, like, oh, that's my daughter.
Very quick reveal that she's okay and jumps out, which to me is very jarring. Like, if I was there, because you go from, oh, this is a shitty carnival, he probably really killed her.
Uh-huh.
To,
yes!
Wait, she's fine. Wait, what's happening? It's like, that's our show. Everyone get out.
That's what I would pay $13,000 for, to be confused, man.
If you are a magician who can come here, do that exact trick from Funhouse and confuse her.
Yeah, I'll pay you.
$13,000.
We'll pay you $13,000.
So now we are, the daughter calls her parents and says, hey, okay. I'm staying with a friend.
Yes, because they decide, wouldn't it be
that's
fun
crazy.
To spend the night in the fun house?
We're going
to
stay the night
that's
in the fun
house. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What part of them was like, this is a fun place to spend the night?
I don't know.
Where they know do they plan on not sleeping at all?
Well, they plan
gonna,
on fucking,
yeah,
dude.
They're
gonna
screw all night.
They're gonna screw. They're gonna
screw.
Love screwing.
They're all so horny, they don't think like, well, what, are the beds comfy? Are there beds? Who's in there? Do they have bed bugs?
Too horny to
think.
Too
horny to care about that. Yeah, okay, I can identify with that.
Here's the thing. I don't know that I'd ever be too horny. I wouldn't think about the bed bug situation.
Oh, that's always on my mind.
That fun house has got to be full of bed bugs.
Ew, it's full of a bunch of shit.
There's so many places to bone. I can't, I don't get why they had to stick with fun house.
Yeah, I get, you know, they were stoned.
It's like scary. They're kind of stoned. It could be goofy.
Okay, you got me.
37 cents.
Let's do it, Mona.
You're that easy to roll over.
Pretty easy.
37 minutes in, we get in the funhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Hour and 20 minute movie. We're at the funhouse almost 40 minutes in. Surprise. It sucks.
Yeah, it's
lame. Looks like the Haunted Castle at Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Is that when they meet the Mystic?
They already went to the fortune
teller. Yeah, they met
teller.
The Mystic.
Yes.
I'm sorry I missed
oh,
that.
Oh, that part is fantastic.
That part's important. Okay, so I think that part's important to me, of course, just because of casting. Xena, the Middle Eastern Mystic, is played by, like, Miss Krabappel. It's like, that was very strange to me. And especially when she says one line in particular where she's like, don't.
She's like telling our lead's future, I guess, or fortune or whatever, and the three other people are all stoned on the couch just kind of laughing at everything that's happening, just being like, what? And she keeps being like, shut up, I'm trying to do this thing, so that she gets mad at them.
And her accent goes completely away, and she's like, don't come back here, I'll break your bones!
Yeah!
Something like that?
I'll break your fucking bones.
I'll break
she says
fucking bones.
It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
And the crystal ball drops on the floor, and that really scares our lead, Amy. Where she's just like, what is this?
Because she like kind of pulls it back to her, too. Like,
oh, yeah, and then
like,
it rolls back down. I think it's just shoddy building, man.
Yeah.
Poor
shoddy
construction.
Poor construction. So she becomes a key part pretty soon.
She does.
A
little ways later, she does.
Okay.
So they hop off the cars. They get in the funhouse. They hop off. They decide they're going to stay there. And you see a big man with a Frankenstein mask on.
Yes.
A gigantic man. The brother sees him, loves him. Big old Frankie head. We established that earlier.
Yeah, he does.
And the brother's like, I'm going to wait here for them to come out because I'm going to watch him.
Yeah.
Because you know he wants to see his sister fuck. That's why he's like following her.
Oh, man.
He's
going to
follow
them.
They establish he's into her body.
Oh, that's
what I thought. That's why he was waiting, was to watch them have sex.
That's crazy.
So, funhouse.
They all hop off the cars, and they're like, we're going to stay in this funhouse and bone. But they look through the floorboards, and they see the fortune teller from earlier.
Yeah, so now the carnival has closed, right? Because they snuck off.
Yeah.
Yes. So now they're in it, starting to bone, right?
They're like making out and rubbing each other, all
making
next
out.
To each other.
And much like Chopping Mall.
Next to each other, which like I feel so weird to me. But
it's
I guess
very weird.
Kids do that. You fuck next to your friends.
You know what? I will say, like, after prom, that thing, that sort of thing does happen. When they're like, you all have to sleep in this room. And then people are like, well, we have to sleep in. But that's a situation where, like, you can't move about.
Yeah. I've seen a couple friends in my lifetime have sex.
Yeah.
Just, like, next to you. It's like a couple or, like, people who are dating. And they're like, well, here we go. And you're like, well, it's either I get up and leave a hotel or I just chill and deal with it.
Yeah.
So chill and deal, dude.
And that's, like, how you learn to be an adult is by, like, dealing with your friends having sex next to you.
Yeah, that was really the biggest thing for me.
That was when you became
a man. That's the one. That's when I started to know, oh, I got to pay my bills.
Yeah.
I got to watch out for my credit.
I got to get insurance now. Watching my friends have sex next to me.
I got to get renter's insurance. One of my friends are having sex on my coffee table and it breaks. So the Frankenstein man pays this gypsy. He's, like, giving her money. He gives her 20. She's like, not enough. He gives her like 50, nothing, gives her a $100 bill.
Yep.
And upstairs, they're like looking at this cash box. The nerd, he's like, oh, I see this.
Look at all that moolah, baby.
So she goes, okay, that's enough. Lay down. And then he stares at her and goes, don't stand there like an idiot. Lay down. And she starts jacking him off.
And I was very surprised.
Yeah, that's a big surprise.
Because you wanted to see what he was
moment.
Dealing with.
Yeah,
also, there
I
was a part where we had a second where we're like, is that his mom? And they're like, no, that can't be his mom.
She refers
and
to his
not.
Dad in a strange way.
Yes.
And I was like, oh,
she goes, well, it's after that. So he comes in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, oh, he comes quick.
Way quick.
I mean, her hand touches 1-2, done. And she's like, well, there you go. It's all right. It happens. And he gets up and he's like mad. And she goes, you're lucky I don't tell your father about this.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, that's where it felt like she
was
like
strange.
Saying it like a mom.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I'll tell your dad. But it could be incest. And here's why I think it might.
It could be.
They play up the fact that there are a bunch of birth defects in the carnival.
Fuck yeah.
And I think it's byproduct, like that X-Files with the incest family. I think
my God, we watched that one.
Watched. That one's wild.
Many episodes, but
that one
Mark
wild.
Cuddy was like, watch this one.
If you're listening to us, you're a fan of horror. Find the X-Files where they find the incest family.
I want to say it's called, like, Home.
But the mom, like, the reveal of the mom in that is... There's
wild.
A bunch of wild twists in that
X-Files. So this director is obsessed with incest.
I think so. The
and
brother,
probably for
the mom,
it.
Yeah.
I'll go on record saying that this director, this well-respected director, loves incest.
So we
that's
think,
such a big thing.
Listen, I'll do
quote
your picture.
Me.
I got two things I want to do. Incest and a duck joke.
And I have to say, before I forget,
that's
all a duck joke. I really wish the protagonist later used his quick coming as a way to shame him or like get in his head.
Oh, that would have been good.
Like, come at me, you quick come fuck.
Like that's his Achilles heel.
Coming to
when they say that to him, he's like confused for a second and they push him into a fire.
Yeah. That would have been good.
That would have been fun, Mono, but they don't do that. Instead, they have this Frankenstein man who might be this lady's son.
Yeah.
Rip her top open and then choke her to death and then slam her into an electrical panel where it shocks her and then slams
kind
her
of?
Down and chokes her again.
Yeah.
And then covers her up.
And slamming her into that thus turns on all the lights back into the ride.
Turns the funhouse back on.
Yeah.
And the kids all see it, and they're like, oh, shit.
Yep.
I'm floored Universal let them use Frankenstein.
Yeah, for that.
Jacking off, like, coming quick and choking his mom after seeing her tits.
Yeah, right?
Weird. And then
she put
kids...
that in part of the attraction, Universal Studio.
I want to see that part.
Do it mostly that part of the Funhouse movie. Just the coming quick
if
part.
If you guys can repurpose the Wizarding World of Harry Potter to be Funhouse-based, where a kid rips his mom's shirt open and then... chokes her to death.
And maybe just really focus on that room. Like, you don't even have to do the funhouse theme as much as this is the weird break room for a unique person.
That's
unique
perfect, Universal. Yeah, get rid of that Potter shit. Give us that funhouse.
This would sell.
Come quick.
So the kids have seen this death and they're like, we got to get out of here. But it's hard
but
for them to get out.
They don't go quick.
They don't go. Well, it's not their fault. The place is the size of Hearst Castle and it's more confusing than the Winchester Mystery House.
Yeah.
It's the hardest to get out of funhouse, which I don't know. know about you guys, but I've been on a ton of fun houses at carnivals. That's my fetish. And they are two turns and you're done.
Yeah, I
agree. Turn two corners
and
you're out.
It's so quick. And this one is gigantic. It's got levels.
Levels.
Yeah.
It's just got like three basements.
That's wild.
With like two story levels where it's like I'll be in a room that has the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. And it's gigantic.
And it's like you guys build this.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go?
Everywhere. They throw it back up. Frankenstein builds
crazy.
It.
Frankenstein
so
builds
they go into
it.
The room. They find the room where the lady's choked to death. And the nerd lingers around because he remembered that money was
there. Yeah, and he's like, I'm gonna make sure she's alive.
Yeah, I better check that she's alive. Takes all the cash.
Takes all of it.
Pockets it.
So they walk through and they're using a lighter even though it's very well lit. They're pretending it's dark.
Yeah.
It's always wild to me in movies when people pretend it's dark when I can see them just fine.
Or when they like light a lighter and it gets...
So bright. I love that.
Whoa, all right.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Yeah. Someone, some grip on a dimmer just lit the whole room.
Yeah.
So Frankenstein brings his dad in to show him what he did. And the dad realizes the money's gone.
Yeah.
They took the money.
And
they
he thinks
to
Frankenstein
it.
Took it,
thinks
right?
He took it. Yeah. So he killed this lady, probably had sex with her after she was dead.
Oh, I was wondering.
Oh, I was wondering about that. He also reprimands him for spending too much.
Yes.
He's like,
he reprimands him for spending too much
100?
On an HJ.
He's like, you could have got one of the girls, the wiggling girls.
For $15.
It's crazy.
15.
The wiggling women.
15.
That Demons. Poor wiggling
It's
person.
Interesting to me that Mystic charges, I don't know, but either way.
She's unfortunate. She probably gives a crazy hand.
Yeah, for sure. She's like looking into your dick's future.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you can look into your future and see what's going to please you and what won't.
Yeah.
So she has like all the possible scenarios.
Yeah.
If you've slept with a fortune teller, please tweet at us and tell us what it was like.
Yeah. Please tweet at Horny for Horror and tell us what your dick's future has in store.
So the nerd like cartoonishly leans forward to look through one of the holes in the floor.
Yeah.
Watching the dad and Frank talk, his inhaler falls through the floor. The cracks
lighter.
Are so big. Oh, his lighter.
It's the lighter.
Yeah, the lighter.
Oh, right.
And they realize they're up there and they need to die. So they're going to come after him, but not before Frankenstein takes his mask off.
Oh, what a reveal.
What
Huge
an
reveal.
Amazing
He's wearing
reveal.
Another mask that they sell as his actual face.
Yes. It's almost like a two
it's
face.
Three faces.
Three faces. There's three noses, right?
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Ooh, it's
it was
a good
scary.
One.
It's a good reveal.
I feel like I've heard you talk about that monster before. And I was pleased with it because it's like scary, it's unique.
His scream is great too.
Oh! It's amazing.
Gross.
I read on IMDb that the dude who played that guy is a professional tap dancer and was a mime.
I was wondering why he kept tap dancing.
Your turn, girl.
To tell you the truth, if I was in this scenario and that monster jumped out, I say monster, he's a unique individual.
Okay.
That unique individual jumped out and screamed at me, I'd be very scared. If he started tap dancing, I'd be horrified.
That would be disgusting.
That's pretty weird.
That's a big old mind.
Mind
fuck, man.
Yeah.
That's
any
terrifying.
Character. Like, imagine if the girl from The Ring started tap dancing.
Oh.
I'd be like, you just called
out
on my TV.
Or the bride walking down the road is tap dancing down the road.
Ew.
A ghost bride tap dancing.
Imagine if The Ring girl started doing improv in front of you.
Improv.
Oh, that'd be
Can
my nightmare.
Can I get a suggestion?
I'd put her hands on my throat and be like, just choke me to death. So the dad then gives this, like, of mice and men level speech to his son.
Yes.
About, like, I should have done something after you killed those two little girls in Texas. So you're like, oh, he did kill those kids. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Dad, and the ADR.
Yeah. There's another ADR. This is his Oscar reel for when this dad dies. It will be in his footage. So after this revealing story, the nerd gets hung.
Yeah.
Somehow they drop a noose down and hang the nerd.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Carry him away.
Does the dad?
They
we
never
don't know.
Show.
We never know.
It would have to be Frankenstein guy because Tappy.
Yeah.
We'll call him Tappy
we'll
from
call
now on.
Tappy.
It had to have been Tappy because he's strong enough to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, this funhouse is tall enough that someone could be pulled up three flights.
It's gigantic.
It's wild.
It's huge.
Can I bring up something that also tickled my brain?
Yeah.
So why did they feel that this unique individual needed a mask? Like, are we to understand that he's too freaky?
Yes.
He's too freaky. He would scare people.
Mono, he would scare people away from the funhouse.
But that's what, and I guess I'm like trying to connect with who wants to see this. Wouldn't they want to see that?
No.
No, I don't. There's because there's a level of disconnect that's fun about horror movies and stuff, and then when it is like.
Right, but I, and this is me being devil's advocate. I could see a customer being like,
"Little devil,
yeah, little devil." I could see a customer coming and being like, "That guy's wearing a Frankenstein mask."
Yeah,
yeah, but he's working the funhouse. They're like, "Oh, goofy, funny."
Okay.
Versus like that guy's terrifying.
Yeah.
So that like if I saw him on that ride, I'd be like, "Nah, I can't. I don't want to go near that funhouse.
Yeah. Okay,
that's not fun. I'm concerned for that guy."
Yeah.
Okay. I think there's a market for it. I think they need to tap into it.
Well, tap
Maybe
into
they
it.
Have an tap extreme.
Tap and a tappy.
Your turn, Amy.
His little hat out for chat. So they know their nerd friend has been taken away. He's dead.
Uh-huh.
And they start walking through the funhouse. They find real medieval weapons. An actual actual knife, an actual axe.
Yeah.
And dark figure on a cart starts coming towards them.
Ooh.
Yes.
So they hide, and the jock is like, I'm going to kill whoever it is.
Ew.
So he throws the axe into the head of the oncoming person. Guess what?
It's the nerd
The nerd. They just axe his nerd friend in the head. And then he rides away.
Which, like, and we'll see more of this. If Tappy is very no spectacle well. Does that make sense? Very presentational. Theatrical of like the hanging. Wow, what a move. But now next move, I'm going to put this dead body in a cart.
Yeah. I'm going to prank him and think how, of something else.
And then we'll see more when we get to it of how theatrical Tappy is.
So theatrical that when his girlfriend, the sex positive female, is so scared by him getting axed, she walks backwards and through a trap door.
Yes.
Which is built into this fun house. It's a trap door that goes to an air vent.
Where it is like, why is that there anyways?
It shouldn't have been
like
there.
In a ride, they don't use it.
Yeah.
In the ride.
Yeah.
When she falls down, I didn't understand she fell down. So when I was watching it, I was like, is she getting winded to death? She was like weak from the fall.
Yeah.
But I didn't understand that. So I was like, is the white noise taking over?
Well, based on the schematics of this funhouse, she fell 30 floors.
That's insane.
Into this vent. She had to have fallen 2 feet. And she's acting like she jumped off the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
So she's in an air vent. And there's an air vent upstairs too, but they can't get to her.
But
this is where the little brother is found by a carny.
Yes.
And
it freaks him out to where he faints,
He faints. The guy who screamed at him faints. The parents come to pick him up.
Yes.
And the daughter sees them and starts screaming, Daddy. So she can see her parents. And
but
it's screaming
too
for
loud.
Help. Too loud from the vent. They can't hear. They drive away.
Yep.
And that's a good scare.
That's a great
That's always
a fun trope in a horror movie of that idea of getting so close to having help, but then just
Scream does it very well.
I was just about to say
the scene in Scream,
the opener.
Yeah.
Yes.
God, it's been so close.
Even
like,
and they also kind of do it again in the garage scene in Scream.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are a couple. Scream uses that a couple times, but it's a great trope.
It's so great.
Can't get her dad. So the girl's in the fan room, and Tappy comes in, and she knows he loves, he's a predator, sexual predator.
Yep.
So she's like, I can make you feel good.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so he starts to hug her, and she stabs him in the back.
Yes.
And then he starts to choke her and scrape at her, and it pans away, but it implies that he's, like, sexually attacking.
That's what I was thinking,
That's what I was worried about. I couldn't tell if she was just like, ew, you smell bad.
They leave it up to your imagination, but there's a reason why I think that happened.
Yeah.
And that's a little later.
Yes.
Yeah.
Me too, of where,
So the dad finds the kids, and he's like, listen, I know my son's this murderer, but I love him.
Yeah.
He's great. I got to stand by him. He does his monologue again and does this really cool Brian De Palma shot where it's his gun is close in focus, but then they're close in focus too.
Yeah.
But it's not done well, so you could see the split kind of. And the jock fist fights the dad and impales the dad on a real sword.
On a real sword. What an awful way to go.
It's rough.
We were saying.
That was rough to
getting
watch.
Getting impaled on a fucking statue
and then,
sword.
And this happens a couple times in this movie. They assume he's dead, so they walk as close as possible.
This happens all the time in this damn movie, you fucks.
I
don't
hate
do that.
It pissed me off.
Sorry. I was screaming.
See, anytime in these movies where like you push on a sword, you're like, oh, I think they're dead. I'm going to make sure they're dead by hitting them from afar.
I'm gonna
double check that.
Or
double
go check
or
big.
Run away, or like
run in the other direction.
Go big. Are we ready to talk about when it happens with the girl?
So,
or not yet.
No.
Okay.
No.
Keep
so the,
going. Keep
the
going.
Guy. They get close to the dad, and the guy grabs the jock again.
Yeah.
And so the jock unloads the gun in him to kill him.
Yes.
They push him on the sword more.
Yeah.
So the monster jumps down, sees his dad dead. Tappy sees his dad dead and starts to lose it.
Yeah. And so he and the jock start fighting.
They start fighting.
Also the whole time that Buzz is fighting the dad, lead girl is just screaming.
Oh my God.
Doing nothing.
She's lost her mind. She's screaming.
Like, it
that
fell almost to the
off.
Point where she's like, no, hit him.
Yeah.
No, hit him.
Hey, pick up that gun I dropped
and
shoot him.
No, use this thing I'm holding to bash him in the head.
It was a long while.
It was upsetting. I was like, come on, just do a little bit.
Do anything.
It's
show your tonkos.
Show your tonkos. Distract that old man. Let Buzz.
Listen, you got great Natch Bees and Long Bees. Like, Natch Tees, Long Bees. Get them out. So it's a 37-minute fight scene where she does nothing. Eventually he goes, well, get out of here. If you're not going to help, get out of here. He doesn't say that, but he's like, run. So she runs. There's a couple gunshots, and then a clown slides into the room holding her boyfriend.
Theatrics. Very theatrics. Yeah,
the guy she just met that she's going to sleep with.
Yep.
So he had presence of mind to rig up this clown to carry.
A huge clown.
carry the boyfriend in. And then you see that not only is he dead, but the blonde friend, her face was clawed, and her shirt is torn up.
And she's in the bed where the other
lady was.
That's what made me think, like, oh, no, I think he did it.
So that makes me think she must have been related to him because he's only sexually attracted to women who are related to him. So she's trying to get away from him there. All her friends are dead. She walks into a room that every fun house has, which is a rotating hook room. Under
the
fun
house. Was that supposed to be that was the gears of the
gears of the fun house that move the track?
Yeah.
But there are a ton of hooks floating around.
And I feel now we're like in the seventh basement of this fun house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The seventh basement. It really felt like Hellraiser. It looked like a room from Hellraiser.
Yes.
All these hooks and spikes are floating around.
Yes.
In this funhouse in a carnival.
And she
then
was just waiting for him to come down.
Waits for him. He finally walks in. He screams at her for, no joke, I couldn't stop laughing, 20 uninterrupted seconds of screaming. Where he's just staring at her going,
and just slowly approaching him, and she's just kind of like,
staring at him while he screams. It's very funny.
And then he just kind of, does he have a wrench at that point?
She picks up a crowbar. He picks up a crowbar.
Yes.
Pulls back to hit her.
She kind of bonks him on the head lightly. Yeah.
She taps him lightly on one of his three noses. He falls backwards, puts his
crowbar
into an electrical panel.
Yes, gets electrocuted.
Shot, and then somehow gets caught on a hook.
The hook gets
on 20 hooks.
Yeah, he's got one arm through a chain, one arm in a hook, and he's just being carried through this basement.
Yeah.
She makes a choice.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk 2 inches next to this guy to see if he's dead.
And just see.
And so, of course, he grabs her.
Yeah.
And is screaming at her again and dragging her towards these gigantic gears.
Yes. Ugh.
Which he's then caught in.
Yeah. Mm.
And he starts to scream and wiggle like Judge Doom in Roger Rabbit when he gets in the and his body's wiggling. She's screaming back at him. He won't let go. And finally it pulls him all the way through.
Yeah, I feel I would probably scream at him if he had just tried to kill me and he was getting smushed. I would continue just screaming at him.
Oh,
shit.
That's all you can do when you lose your mind like that.
Yes.
Just, so she has lost her mind at this point.
Yeah.
Everyone is dead but her.
Right.
Everyone is dead but
Everyone's
her.
Everyone's dead.
She walks out. It's sunrise. She's at the carnival. Everyone's acting normal and walking around them.
Yeah.
Because
That one shrew is like, nah.
Yeah, the old bag is there. I wish she at least said, God is watching.
I wish she would have said, God is always watching. One more time for a callback.
Yeah.
So that was the weird thing. They didn't use her callback. The brother didn't play out at all.
Yeah,
where it's like, he was going to try. Like, here's what I thought would happen. Because she screams in the beginning, I'm going to get you one day, worst thing ever.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to run out covered in blood, horrified, grab him and scream in his face.
Yeah.
And terrify him.
Yeah, because they even like brought that part back up when the parents came to get him, because he's like, he knows his sister's in there, and he keeps looking, and they like play the voiceover of like, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get back at you, and it's just like, what's happening?
I'm sure there's plenty on the cutting room floor, because there's a few deaths they just cut to.
Yeah, and I mean, the original...
Yeah, like, who are the bloody people on a mattress? Who
guys? Oh, Mono, the fortune teller and her friend. Yeah.
Those are the bloody
Mono
people.
Didn't watch
Mono,
this.
You didn't watch this. We all sat in one
guys,
arm.
You've all seen it more than once. You guys get all those.
The first one is the fortune teller.
Mono watched
and
Rio,
that's why
too.
We were talking about how we are pretty sure that Tappy did something to her friend sexually.
Right.
Because she ended up on the bed next to the fortune teller.
Right.
Yeah, so that's who that
I'm Amber.
Do you, Mo?
Yeah, sure.
Do you remember?
Sure. Mono, we were watching a movie. Movies.
You watched the Disney Country Bears movie.
I wish.
You've been passing it off. Well, they answer it in the director's cut of this, which is 4 hours and 37 minutes
Shut
long.
The fuck up.
I would watch it.
I would watch every minute.
They don't. They still don't get to the haunted house for a long time.
You're a bit of a Funhouse fan. Is there any bigger cut? Is there a longer cut?
I don't know. I've never done that. I have seen that there's a special edition that has a ton of
like commentary
special
stuff,
features
right?
with commentary with Toby Hooper, which I do want to see.
I want to see that.
So if you have a link to the commentary footage for Toby Hooper,
woo.
I'm too lazy. Tweet it at us.
Send it to us. I did read a fun...
Yep,
I was reading the IMDb trivia, so who knows if it's true.
It has to be.
It's gospel.
One of the rides, when they were shooting, they didn't stop it, and it went on for like 20 minutes to a half an hour long,
some sort of
where people
spinning.
Were on it.
Oh,
it was
God.
Like a spinning, not caterpillar,
something like a
it?
Gravitron.
It was a spinning one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And they're
or
like
the scrambler where you sit in the car and spin around in a circle.
Like I don't that. Know. It was something like that.
Okay.
To where everybody got super sick
and was screaming.
And then like. And we're screaming crazily.
Oh, I hope
like,
they rolled 80
horror
like,
screamings.
Audio on that.
Yeah, and then finally they stopped it, and none of them could walk. And all of their muscles were like twisted and shit, and they had to call the ambulance. But everybody was okay. But
isn't that
crazy?
That's one
what
of my favorite
nightmare.
Things I've ever heard.
To be stuck on a ride, especially like a spinny ride, for 20 minutes.
And they...
And they said they're like the max is 4 minutes usually that
that people could ride that oh
and
my
they
god
they maybe got paid $50 for the day
if I bet there were like local people who just wanted to be in a movie.
I do wonder if it was like we're just still rolling have that ride
and they were long ride
guys we really need this ride to go in the background. I know we're in a tent in a bathroom filming this old lady
we need this ride happening.
For continuity we need the sound of the ride
and this old lady's gonna forget her line every time it's gonna take a while.
What is light? God is always watching.
God is always watching.
I just now realized I didn't think about it till now. Tappy with his scream and the way he like jerked his face around, very similar to Leatherface. I just realized
God,
that.
Tappy.
Very similar.
Who do you think would win if Tappy v. Leatherface?
That's good. I think Leatherface, because he's got that.
He's got a weapon.
Yeah, Tappy's a child.
I think Tappy just relies on getting upset.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's a pretty good strong one,
right.
But also Leatherface, like.
Yeah.
This is tangentially related but important, like. I feel Leatherface can last for a while, you know, like he can fuck for at least.
Oh, and that would destroy Tappy. Because Leatherface could just be like, all right, let's have a jerk off.
Play Limp Bizkit.
Mono, let's find
you little fuck.
Let's find, you've been pushing rope.
This
Tappy.
Is a dirty episode.
This is really dirty.
But hey, man, we're horny for horror.
Horny.
Tappy's pushing rope. Meanwhile, Leatherface, long and strong. Are you saying, Mono, you'd rather sleep with Leatherface and Tappy?
Hell yes.
Oh, God, that's hard.
I would.
Yeah, I'll say yeah, because I just can't. The combo with the red eyes and the like Dr. Wily hair, it's too much.
So here's the thing. In conclusion, this is a very fun movie. Toby Hooper's a fantastic director.
So fun.
So fun
so
to 80s. Watch this. So 80s, like these like really good acting scenes in the middle of this wild movie. But also like if you haven't seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1 and 2, I'll go on record and say 2 is a blast as well. the scene in the radio station in part two is as terrifying as anything in Texas Chainsaw 1.
Oh my God.
So watch Texas Chainsaw 2 if you haven't.
I gotta watch it. We gotta watch it, man.
Would you guys want to see a reboot of Funhouse?
Oh man.
Or do you think it just needs to
show? I feel the charm is just how 80s it is.
Yeah. The charm is in the 80s.
Unless I get to play, the old lady in the bathroom, then yeah, we should reboot it.
And
I'll pay $13,000 to play that part.
Can be the Natch tease and Long B in the shower in the beginning.
Ooh.
So if you're just watching it for that minute and 4 minutes and 17 seconds in, that's where you see the boobs.
Yep.
Guys, that's it. If you have seen Funhouse, I want to hear your review. Tweet us.
Yes.
Yes.
Until next time, Horny for Horror, I'm Adam.
I'm Mono.
And I'm Betsy. Stay horny, everyone.
Amy.